BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 18 through 21. Kingdom of God is stated nearly 300 times in the New Testament. The Old Testament consistently foreshadows the kingdom of God. Paul states that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Verse 20. Jesus is the king. He is power and coming in power. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, and verses 12 through 18, chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, and chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. God's present reign in the lives of his people, that dynamic, peaceful, loving new life in Christ, verse 3, and John 14, 27, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, the power of the new birth, John 3, verses 3 through 8, showing itself in a human life dedicated to Christ and his church. That reign is the kingdom of God in all its power and glory. To the arrogant in Corinth, Apostle Paul says, quote, I will come to you very soon, if the Lord is willing, and then I will find out what power they have. Paul, full of the Holy Spirit, will come in power, if the Lord wills it, to the congregation the Lord Jesus led him to found. He will not come with shouts. He will not yell. The presence of power was enough to bring armies down in silence. That's in the Old Testament. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is within his people. For that power is the Spirit of God, who hovered over the formless dark deep in the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The genuine power of the Holy Spirit is ever present. Sadly, it can be denied, as some arrogant people in the Corinthian congregation did. I should not be a subject of the kingdom who rejects the kingdom's power. Acts chapter 7, verse 55.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the